Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Today, for Dia de los Muertos, when the veil between worlds is set to thin, our student team is going in for the very first time, microphones in hand, to find out what really hides in the dungeon.
Hi, we're students from the AP Spanish language class, and we're going to be talking a little bit about Dia de los Muertos and how we're incorporating that in our class.
And today, we're going
underground.
And he said, oh, that must be Shadow Man.
No nos olviden.
Do not forget us.
Welcome to Valley Vibes, your show about culture, arts, and happenings in the Imperial Valley from a youth perspective. I'm Dr. Tom Tackey, the creator and executive producer of Valley Vibes. This last week has been very hectic at Central Union High School. It has been Bell Game Week, Halloween, and Dia de los Muertos. Students have been preparing assignments for these, and today we will be sharing some of the best of those with you.
Hello, I'm Osvaldo, your Valley Vibes host for today, and we are going to be celebrating Dia de los Muertos. First up are a couple of songs created by Spartan Sound Production students.
Spartan Sound Production is dropping heat.
It's the Monster Graveyard Shuffle.
Turn it up!
Next up is Concept 5 by Emmanuel T.
We close this section with a song by Jeremiah M.
You are listening to the special Dia de los Muertos edition of Valley Vibes. All Valley Vibes episodes are available on the Spartan Sound Productions YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and iTunes. The oldest space on the Central Union High School campus is the basement of the library. It is a place few students have been able to experience, and there are many tales of paranormal activities associated with it. For this special episode of Valley Vibes, we sent four students and a security guard down to the dungeon to see if it lives up to its mystique.
Welcome to Spirits of Central, where student voices meet local legends.
We're your hosts, Jayla
and Jalen,
and today we're going
underground.
Beneath the library at Central Union High School lies a place few students have ever seen. It's older than the campus itself, a basement sealed off for decades. Some call it a storage room, others call it the dungeon.
Rumor says strange noises echo down here at night. Footsteps when no one's around, lights flickering on their own, even whispers in the dark. Some say it's haunted by the builders who worked here nearly a century ago. Others say it's just the wind.
Okay, hello. My name is Mrs. Galindo, and I am a teacher here at Central. And about my second year of teaching, I got placed in the library building to teach in the one of the classrooms in there, and I usually stay here after school late. Sometimes I would do more so even then, but I remember one of the evenings that I was there, I kept on hearing steps, and you can hear steps in the library building because it's hollow, you know, it's above the dungeon. So I would hear steps, and I would see like a shadow walk by my door, and I thought it was another teacher there. So I would always make sure to leave my door open so that the custodians would know that I was still in the building. And so I was grading, and the door was parallel to me, and I would see a shadow walk back and forth. And then I would hear like there was a film being played in one of the classrooms, but an old film. When I was in school, they had like film reels, and you would mount them into this projector, and you could hear it spinning, you know, and it would make a certain noise. And that's what I could hear. And I thought it might be someone in Mr. DeCourse's classroom, like watching film of some sort. So I dismissed it, and that's what I thought. That's why I thought there were people back walking back and forth. And then eventually the custodian came by and he asked me if I was going to stay much longer. And I said, I don't think so, but there's other people here. I think they're watching film in the classroom next door. And he said, no, there's nobody else here with you. You're the only one in the building. And I said, no, there's somebody in there. I was certain there was somebody in the other classroom. And he went in there, checked, confirmed that nobody was there. And I told him, well, I keep on seeing like shadows or like people walk by out of the corner of my eye. And he said, oh, that must be Shadow Man. And I just looked at him and he smiled and he's like, no, really, Shadow Man. He comes around sometimes. And I was like, oh no. And so I told him, just wait so I could gather my things because it was time for me to go home. So that was like my first experience. Another experience that stands out in my mind is I was in the middle of class, a classroom full of students. Towards the back of my classroom, I had a desk that was up against a file cabinet. And we heard, suddenly out of nowhere, the file cabinet started being tugged on. And like someone was trying to open it. And the girl that was sitting in front of the file cabinet just like froze. And she like stood up, moved away from the cabinet because she thought maybe it was her. And the cabinet continued to do it. And it was not like, it was something like exactly this, and it was loud. And we looked at the cabinet, and the cabinet was literally moving. And the young lady stood up and stared at the cabinet, and she said, it wasn't me. And the whole class, like, screamed. And so it was a class full of students that experienced that with me. And so there were a lot of little incidents like that. Sometimes things would move off of my desk. I'd be in the front of the classroom, my desk was towards the back of the classroom, and something would just fly off my desk, like if someone would just swipe it off, and nobody around to do it. But interesting things happen in that building.
Today, for Dia de los Muertos, when the veil between worlds is set to thin, our student team is going in for the very first time, microphones in hand, to find out what really hides in the dungeon.
We're standing at the top of the narrow stairwell under the library, the entrance to the dungeon. It smells like dust and old books and maybe something else.
Okay, guys, so we're really doing this. I can't believe no one's been down here in years.
If something touches me, I'm out. Just saying.
The air kind of gets colder the deeper we go in. The walls are lined with like old brick. They're cracked and damp. And just ahead, in the beam of the flashlight, we see a heavy steel door. Rusted, locked, or at least it should be.
Wait, that wasn't locked?
In Mexican tradition, Dia de los Muertos is about remembrance, welcoming the spirits of those who came before us. But here, in the oldest part of the school, some say the spirits never left.
Did you guys hear that?
Coming up, what we found inside the dungeon and why some say it was sealed for a reason. We're inside. The walls are rough concrete painted over in faded green, the kind of color you'd find in old photos from classrooms from the 1930s. In the corner, a single bulb flickers weakly, casting long shadows across the floor.
Look, these must be old yearbooks. They're stacked in boxes. Some of them say 1935.
Whoa, check this out. There's a picture of the library before it had the new wing, and the caption says, dedicated to the students that have passed through these halls. Do you think that means literally through the halls?
That's the part of the story most students don't know. In 1928, when the school was expanding, students had classes down here. Some say this basement, the dungeon, still contains the voices of those students and teachers, and they come out at night, especially the angry teacher voices. One custodian told our teacher about the angry teacher voices coming out of the baseboards of another old building that has been torn down.
Okay, what was that?
We move towards the back of the room. There is a narrow hallway leading deeper underground. The air feels heavier here. Colder?
sounds like singing or maybe people talking.
Our audio starts glitching, static rising and falling like breath. But beneath it, for just a moment, a voice comes through.
Remember us?
Did you get that? Please tell me you recorded it.
Oh my God, what are those names carved into that wall?
They look so old, like they've been here forever.
And one of the names isn't faded like the others. It looked freshly carved. The names, Lopez, Ramirez, Ortiz.
Wait, look at that one. That one's fresh.
The name Ortiz is glowing faintly in the light, edges raw as if carved hours ago. Beneath it, a phrase written looping, careful Spanish.
No nos olviden.
Do not forget us.
Did you feel that? Like the air just moved? It's colder now.
And then, a sound, a melody older than the school itself, echoing through the walls. It wasn't frightening. It felt like a memory, like the voices weren't answering, finally heard.
For Dia de los Muertos, we bring flowers and candles to remember the dead. But sometimes, the forgotten find their own way to be remembered.
Let's go, guys. We should really go.
As we climb back towards the library, the air warms again. The lights flicker back to life. But when we glance behind us, just before the door closes, the walls look smooth, blank, like nothing was ever carved there at all.
Maybe the dungeon isn't haunted. Maybe it's just waiting. A place where the past still breathes under the floorboards of Central Union High.
I'm Jayla.
And I'm Jalen. And this has been Spirits of Central.
Today we remember
those who came before us and the stories that never quite rest.
You are listening to the special Dia de los Muertos edition of Valley Vibes. All Valley Vibes episodes are available on the Spartan Sound Productions YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and iTunes. Central students enrolled in the various Spanish language classes have been busy producing content for the Dia de los Muertos assignments, and we are honored to have some of those to share with you.
Hola, mi nombre es Nailin Rodriguez, y yo soy una estudiante en la escuela Central Union High School, y a mí me asignaron una tarea de una ofrenda para el Día de los Muertos, y yo decidí dedicar mi ofrenda a Ariel Camacho. Yo se la dediqué a él porque en sus tiempos él fue un gran cantante y siempre fue una gran persona y fue muy alegre y admirable. Él es muy especial porque aunque ya no esté, su legado sigue vivo. Él cantaba muchas canciones sentimentales y expresaba sus sentimientos a través de su música y su vestimiento. Él ama mucho tocar la guitarra y yo por eso le puse una guitarra en mi ofrenda y le puse un sombrero porque él siempre portaba el estilo de vaquero. Y en mi ofrenda también puse muchos dulces y los colores azul y turquesa porque esos solían ser los colores favoritos de Ariel Camacho.
Isel García.
Brianna Carrillo.
Hi, we're students from the AP Spanish language class, and we're going to be talking a little bit about Día de los Muertos and how we're incorporating that in our class.
So for our projects, we're doing alebrijes, and we're going to be making ofrendas, like as a class competition.
Hola, somos estudiantes de la clase de AP Español, y vamos a andar hablando un poquito más de Día de los Muertos y qué estamos haciendo en la clase. Igual vamos a andar diciendo un poco de los puntos en inglés para que entiendan más.
En la clase estamos haciendo una competencia sobre todas las clases de ofrendas y también estamos haciendo un proyecto sobre los alebrijes.
Un poco más sobre las ofrendas. Tradicionalmente las ofrendas son un altar de tres niveles que significan el cielo, el mundo y pues como like heaven, hell and earth. So ofrendas are three levels. Y se usa como pan de muerto, vasos de agua, sal y todo tiene su propio significado. Igual se ponen mucho las flores cempasúchil y otras flores igual, pero más común se ven las flores cempasúchil. Igual, lo más necesario y lo más característico es una foto del miembro de tu familia o animal o mascota que se ha muerto. para que puedan cruzar del más allá y te puedan visitar en el Día de los Muertos, que es la base de esta tradición y de esta celebración.
Los alebrijes son una figura de arte de México que combinan los elementos fantásticos y son mezcla de animales reales, animales imaginarios, alas, garras, colores, y aunque hoy en día se asocian con tradiciones como el Día de los Muertos, tienen un origen relativamente reciente.
Yeah. En años más recientemente, gente ha tenido mucho más reconocimiento por la celebración con la movie de Coco. Entonces fue una movie de Disney hablando más sobre la tradición de Día de los Muertos, y yo pienso que hicieron muy buen trabajo con representándolo, y los alebrijes, la tradición, la música, la cultura y lo que significa celebrar Día de los Muertos.
Sí, la película enseña mucho que las personas mexicanas hacen para ayudar a su familia, a quien sea que pongan en sus ofrendas, llegar a su casa en Día de los Muertos para estar con ellos y pues celebrar. Y es una película muy bonita. Y sí, enseña todo lo que pues te muestra.
Sí, entonces después de que salió esa movie, se nota mucho más que gente, especialmente en los Estados Unidos, empezaron a celebrar y poner ofrendas para sus familiares y mascotas. Pues estamos usando eso para aprender más en la clase. Como las ofrendas, nuestro periodo está haciendo una ofrenda para Jenny Rivera, y sé que algunas clases están haciendo para como Frida Kahlo o tal vez Vicente Fernández. Y vamos a hacer una tipo competición a ver quién hace la mejor ofrenda, y cada quien va a traer como pan de muerto, una botella de agua en un vaso, sal, flores, cosas que representan a Jenny Rivera, como dijiste.
Mariposas.
Mariposas, más flores de cempasúchil, varias como...
Un micrófono.
Uh-huh. Sí, nomás cosas que representan a la persona se necesitan para hacerlo más personalizado.
Y para nuestro proyecto sobre los alebrijes, pusimos nuestros característicos, cómo nos miramos físicamente, y los metimos a AI. Y con eso, AI nos dio una foto que nos enseña, o sea, un alebrije que es de nosotros, que representa a nosotros. Y con el AI usó colores que pueden representarnos, diferentes caras, también les puso alas,
diferentes tipos de animales, ajá, que son como de tus características.
Sí, todo, o sea, mixed. Y pues todo lo que te puede representar, cómo actúas, cómo te miras físicamente, tu ser.
Entonces yo personalmente no he celebrado hasta este año porque no he tenido muchos familiares que se han muerto. Uh-huh. Gracias a Dios.
Yo tampoco, pero a lo mejor este año sí. Yo he tenido pues familiares que se han muerto, y pues yo digo que es algo bonito para celebrarlos, para uh-huh. ayudarlos a venir a visitar. Y yo digo que es algo muy bonito, la verdad.
Sí, cambia algo triste, algo más bonito, algo que celebrar de su vida.
Ajá.
Sí, este año pues se me murió mi pajarito, entonces le hice una ofrenda. Ayer fue Día de los Muertos para los Animales, y no sé si sabías, pero cada día, empezando el 27 al noviembre 3, se celebran diferentes cosas. Es, por ejemplo, como el primero es para los angelitos, como los niños chiquitos, los bebés, y ya pues... Noviembre el segundo es para todos.
Sí, miré que en la clase de Miss Romo tiene una ofrenda que es para sus perritos que se han morido, uh-huh. que fallecieron, y yo digo que lo que ella hizo con la ofrenda es muy bonito, enseña pues las fotos de sus perritos que se han murido. Puso comida para, pues, para traerlos, como ayer fue.
Sí, lo decoró bastante, me gustó, estaba muy,
muy bonito.
You are listening to students from the Spanish language classes at Central Union High School talking about their assignments for Día de los Muertos.
Hi, my name is Victor.
My name is Mateo.
My name is Connor Nifon.
And today we're doing a AP Día de los Muertos.
The Day of the Dead is a ritual the indigenous people of Mexico and Central America have practiced for at least 3,000 years. In rural Mexico, people visit the cemetery where their loved ones are buried. They decorate grave sites with marigold flowers and candles. They bring toys for departed children and bottles of tequila for the adults. They sit on picnic blankets next to the grave sites and eat their favorite foods of their loved ones. Today is celebrated in Mexico and many parts of the United States and Central America on November 1st and November 2nd.
Right now we're doing a project about spirit animals, so the alebrijes. And so the project is we use AI to make a design of like just a random animal with different body parts. And we used AI to make it just based off of like what we wanted on it and what it's based off of us. And or you could just like sketch it yourself. And pretty much it represents who you are and what you stand for. And it started in the 20th century, in like the 1920s. So it's like pretty new compared to like Day of the Dead, which has been around for like centuries. And it's pretty much it.
One question. Which of you guys' alebrijes?
My alebrije is probably, it's probably going to be combined with many, many animals. Probably like an eagle, the head of an eagle, the legs of a jaguar or cheetah, the body of a zebra most likely. It probably have wings and, you know, probably add a bunch of features and be very colorful. Like I said, the alebrijes, their colors are, in Spanish, we say they're son brillantes and they're trying to make it fun.
My alebrije was like a bull. It just had a bull head and it had a cheetah print on it and with the snake tail and like, I don't even know why I chose it, but it was pretty cool. And it's just, this is pretty sick.
And my alebrije was a big bull with a baseball bat because I like baseball. And it had like a lot of bright colors, red, blue, well, many colors.
Yeah, I think they fascinate me a lot because, you know, for me, I'm Mexican, and I grew up with Día de los Muertos and alebrijes, and also it's been very popular in movies, too. Like, for example, Coco, Miguel visits the Day of the Dead. He goes to another dimension where he sees a lot of, you know, dead people, and he crosses a bridge, and as you see, the other dimension has a lot of alebrijes, a lot of food, a lot of people crossing a border, and he meets his family from the other side.
And our another project is all AP classes, one each class will do an ofrenda and pick a Mexican person that passed away, sadly. And for our AP class for fourth period with Normal, we did Mama Coco. And so we're going to like buy papel picado, veloras.
Probably its favorite food too.
Favorite food and like una foto de ella. También, y también como pisos donde puedes poner flores y pues muchas cosas también. Comida, panes, pan muerto, pan dulce.
Y nadie se va a dejar solo. Everybody has to work on it because it's, you know, a competition. We want to win. If we win, we get a prize from our teacher, who she, you know, is very nice, Ms. Romo. Give it up to her. And, yeah, it's a competition.
All right, my name is Ruben Cortez. This is my project for Spanish 4. It is for Día de los Muertos, a little ofrenda I did for my abuelo. Día de los Muertos, I understand that it's a day to remember. Well, it's 2 days to remember the soul of the kids that, you know, that passed away. And the other day is for the adults. And, well, I guess I'm going to celebrate my grandfather in a way. in the second day, because he was really important to me. He dedicated a lot of his time. It was a little short. It was a really short time though, so I don't have him that marked in my life as I've wanted to, you know. And honestly, I wish he was here still, but you know. And I just wanted to give him this ofrenda as, you know, as dedication, with a lot of love. I'll say it in Spanish. Data esta ofrenda es para ti, dedicada con mucho cariño. Hace ya 12 años de que partiste de este mundo, pero en mi corazón tú sigues vivo. Siempre he escuchado historias de ti, cómo vivías, qué música escuchabas, hasta qué comidas te gustaban más, cómo te vestías y literal todo de ti. Me gusta saber de ti, me gusta sentirme orgulloso de ser tu nieto. Y ya sé que apenas si te alcancé a conocer, 3 años. Me alcanzaste a conocer un poco. Supiste que fui tu último nieto y sigo siendo tu último nieto. No sé cómo decirte eso, pero pues te extraño. Me parte el alma que no estés. 3 años que me diste de amor, de tu amor, fue suficiente para que me dure toda la vida. Y la verdad quiero que de verdad sepas eso. Pero bueno, ya hay que dejar de estar tristes por tu pérdida, ya que este es un día para celebrarte de tus cosas, de las cosas que hiciste. Yo sé que fuiste camionero, fuiste regidor, estuviste muy metido en todo eso, te gusta platicar. Yo creo que era de eso de ti, ser muy platicador, hablar mucho con la gente, seguir una conversación sin perderme tanto. Claro, algunas cosas no las heredé de ti, pero siempre te tengo muy marcado frases que decías que le dijiste a mi papá y mi papá me enseñó a mí. Cosas así que de verdad marcan la vida y el aspecto de ver la vida también. Yo sé cómo viviste, tú no sabes cómo estoy viviendo, eso es una cosa que de verdad me rompe el corazón. Disculpame. Y sí, obviamente me falta que no estés. Sé que no se puede tener todo en la vida y creo que por eso te fuiste, para darme a mí y a todos una lección que no se puede tener todo. Espero que estés descansando en paz y espero que tú seas uno de los primeros en recibirme cuando dé mi último suspiro. Te quiero con el corazón, Tata. Y en esta ofrenda que es dedicada a ti, puse algunas de las cosas que te gustaban. Puse Coca-Colas porque obviamente te gustaban mucho. Un micrófono porque siempre estabas hablando, estabas cantando con la familia o con gente importante. Los camiones y la excavadora fue porque trabajabas vendiendo materiales, construyendo casas o a veces nomás recogiendo por ayudar. Hiciste muchas cosas buenas y eso te agradezco mucho porque me dejaste enseñanzas muy buenas para mi futuro. Y de verdad espero que de alguna otra manera me estés cuidando. Muchas gracias, Tata.
Hey, my name is Khalil Horta. I'm a junior at Central, and my project was on Día de los Muertos from Ms. Dueña's class. Le dediqué la ofrenda a mi tía porque era una de mis tías favoritas del lado de mi papá. Le dedico esa ofrenda para ella porque siempre estaba con la familia. Ahora ya no se siente igual la familia sin ella. Le gustaba pasar mucho tiempo con la familia y era bien amable. Lo que realmente me gustaba de ella era que ella nos dejaba dormir a mí y a mi hermano. Me impactó más porque cuando ella falleció yo tenía 8 años y apenas estaba empezando a acercarme a ella. Entonces me afectó más porque siento que tomé mucho para acercarme a ella.
You are listening to students from the Spanish language classes at Central Union High School talking about their assignments for Día de los Muertos.
Hola, mi nombre es Kimberly Salazar. Soy una junior en la Central Union High School y soy clase 2027.
Hola, mi nombre es Lynn Carrillo. Soy una junior en Central Union High School y mi clase es 2027.
Hola, mi nombre es María y soy junior y soy clase de 2027.
Hola, mi nombre es Natalie. Soy junior de Central Union High School y soy de clase de 2027. El día de hoy vamos a hablar sobre el tema del Día de los Muertos.
Pues es una tradición mexicana que se celebra para honorar y recordar a los seres queridos que han fallecido.
En Oaxaca se celebra el Día de los Muertos en el mes de noviembre. Cada familia construye una ofrenda para los
difuntos de su familia.
Compra flores como
cempasúchil. Son flores anaranjadas que se les pone. Y también velas para iluminar la noche con papel picado. Y el 31 de noviembre es el día de la preparación.
Y también.
Y estos alebrijes se usan mucho en las ofrendas que hacen para honorar a las personas que han fallecido. Y también se usan para celebrar a sus mascotas muertas.
Por ejemplo.
Yo pues también me inscribí que pues tengo el pelo negro, tengo ojos cafés, estoy chaparrita, mi personalidad es muy alegre y pues siempre estoy feliz y muy educada. Entonces mi alebrije fue pues un perro también que estaba muy colorido y tenía unas alas de mariposas con muchos diseños de flores y pues de mariposas también.
Por ejemplo, mi abuela falleció el año pasado y yo no hacemos altar en mi casa, tampoco vamos al cementerio ya que ella está en una iglesia enterrada, así que yo voy a misa.
En mi casa hacemos un altar y mamá cada año va a comprar más decoraciones y pone todas las fotos de nuestros familiares y hasta de nuestras mascotas que han fallecido y les pone agua, y, o sea, las comidas favoritas de ellos y pues agua y lo que le gustaba hacer, como pintar o unos juguetitos.
En mi familia, la verdad, no celebramos eso, pero siempre lo recordamos yendo como al cementerio a dejar flores y así. Y también símbolos importantes del Día de los Muertos es la Catrina, que fue creada por José Guadalupe Posada. Es un símbolo que representa que todos somos iguales ante la muerte. También la música, se tocan canciones pues alegres para recordar. Y porque la muerte se ve como una continuación de la vida y no simplemente algo triste.
Muchas gracias por escucharnos.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Thank you for listening to the special Día de los Muertos edition of Valley Vibes. We hope you enjoyed it. This and all Valley Vibes episodes are available on Spartan Sound Productions YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and iTunes.
We dedicate this show to the memory of Bobby Brooks, a Central Union High School teacher who passed away suddenly last Sunday. You will be missed.
This program was produced and brought to you by Spartan Sound Productions. Special thanks to Jayla and Jalen, COHS World Language students, the music creators of Spartan Sound Productions, and Christopher Shettleman. Thanks also to Dr. Thomas Tacky, creator and executive producer of Spartan Sound Productions, the administration of Central Union High School, Mr. Javier Fimbres, and Power 98 for hosting us, and to you, the listeners.